Hey everyone, welcome back to another Situation Remedy podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Royce King. Today is August the 1st, 2019. It's a beautiful day. Sun's shining here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I just wanted to take the moment, take some time out to talk to you a little bit about some things that I have just been wanting to fill you all in on when it comes to what we're doing here with Royce King Sports, or some have known it formerly as Royce King Services, and the ministry of Photo to Prophetic House of Truth Outreach. And as pastor, for some, I'm sure there's been, you're trying to, for especially the critics out there, we all have our critics and observers, right? And then there who are those who are watchful and carefully examining our resume, if you will. What is it that we're saying we're about? What is it that we're actually about, and what is it that we are not about? Another way of saying it, just what are you doing, right? People always want to know what you're doing, and you're not always able to tell people exactly what you're doing. Sometimes you just have to be, right? Just be you, first and foremost. And so in the interest of transparency and just being who I am, it's time that you know that RoyceKingSports.com, again, Royce King Sports, Pastor Royce King, one and the same. Everything about what I do is about ministry. It is about setting an example. It is about following the example that was set in the scriptures, in the Bible. Is about righteousness. There are many examples, there are many situations, there are many biblical characters, if you will, if you don't mind me saying so, that demonstrated righteousness. So it is my life purpose, to the very best of my ability, to be righteous before you. Now, you will possibly, some, see flaws, failures, insecurities, and whatever other adjective that might cause you to think or view me in a negative light. However, on the flip side, there are the adjectives that describe those things that are beautiful and glorify the Father, the Most High, that lift him up, because we follow after him, we seek after him, right? And so, unfortunately for all humanity, we all deal with the labels, we deal with the limitations, we deal with the associations, we deal with being tagged and marked down, prices marked up on our value or our existence and what it is that we might be able to bring to the table. There are many ways we tend to scrutinize one another, hamper one another, hinder one another, become stumbling blocks to one another, when actually we should be lovers of one another. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Another way of saying is be responsible for your neighbor as you're responsible for yourself. Be accountable for your neighbor as you are yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Many ways oftentimes are attempted to convey this most fundamental principle for living life with a sense of unity and accord, fellowship, and brotherhood. right? So, again, who am I? What am I doing? Sometimes it's enigmatic. You might say, well, he's sort of an enigma. He's an anomaly. He does his own thing, and he doesn't like to, you know. Some people say I'm not an orderly person for them, but I have principles. And I'm very much a person of order. I'm a person of order and balance. I believe in protocol, but I like growing my facial hair, even though I like uniform work. But I don't like you trying to tell me exactly what I can and cannot do with my personal human space that's been allotted to me divinely. So if my hair grows and I want it to grow and I allow it to grow, as a person who has held a barber license for 20 years, I'm capable of lining myself up or trimming myself or not. It's my personal choice. I'm speaking to a principle of liberty and freedom over oneself, that space that you occupy, whether it's moving or standing still or seated upon a couch or in a chair. That is your land. That is your entitlement. That is your kingdom in which you reign supreme should you become master of one. Master yourself, right? Be self-disciplined, right? And be led by a spirit, by submitting yourself, by being obedient to the spirit of Yah. All of what I'm saying is that whether you see me officiating on the basketball court, whether you see me on the sidelines coaching at the basketball court, whether you see me seated having a conversation and sharing with someone ideas for business, experience from marriage, divorce, parenting, sonship, right? No matter what activity, or as we might call it, work you see me doing, it's all ministry. And so we have to take off the filters where we label everyone and everything, and maybe we just consider that in that moment he is walking in the vocation. He is operating from a place of human yet divine experience, right? Because here's what we cannot forget, that if we were created in his image and his likeness, then we are divine. Too many of us are spending a lot of time trying to apprehend and hold on to our flesh, to that within us in which we may dwell legally upon the earth, right? To operate, you have to have a body. We want to hold on to that, and we want to elevate that ahead of what is divinely ordered for us to be sons of the Most High, to be people who have the power and the ability to think, consider, reason, if you will, and then speak with authority and expectation that the words that we have spoken will be performed. In other words, it will be manifested. It will come to fruition. It will appear. Too many times we're expecting this to be magical and we want it overnight. But no farmer plants any seed and harvests the very next morning. No farmer. It doesn't happen. That's now not how seed time and harvest time occur. So let us understand and remember that there's always going to be legal, lawful operation within your promised land in which you occupy, within the kingdom in which you serve the sovereign Yahweh Elohim. So, in short, don't try to figure it out. Don't box me. Don't classify me. I have, what we said in the military, I have top level security clearance, right? What he wants me to know, he tells me. And what Yah doesn't need for me to know, then I don't know it. But I know that I can ask, I can seek, right? I can petition, I can pray. More importantly, I can be quiet, I can listen, and I can hear. But most vitally, I can obey. What good is prayer? What good is a relationship with anyone, human or divine, in which you can speak and be spoken to, but fail to comply, fail to follow instructions, right? That leads to chaos. That leads to a fall. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about the fruit that is referred to in Genesis. We're talking about Adam and Eve and the fruit that was eaten. And many times we speak about the fruit very surface level. We're trying to identify what kind of fruit was it? Was it a fig? Was it an apple? And I simply said, we have to get off of that. Because it wasn't the fruit that is the point. That is the issue. See, the issue was there was instruction not to eat of a tree that contained a fruit of good and evil, right? And so Eve listened to a snake. Now, do snakes talk like humans talk? Or are we dealing with symbolism? I personally view it as it's a symbol. It's an example of a snake when it does its snake thing, the sounds it makes, right? Where its tongue and its mouth is. Sounds like a whisper. So I view that as the enemy will whisper to those who have received instruction from the Most High and cause you to not continue obeying the instructions that you heard and you received, but cleverly, deceptively craft a conversation in your ear gate where you begin to reason within yourself and think about why you should do other than what you were commanded, other than the lawful instruction given to you by a sovereign Elohim. So that you might take to yourself the fruit of disobedience and consume it. See, it's not about whether it's an apple or a fig, but it was clear that it was the fruit of disobedience that Eve consumed. Another example is the covering and the headship, because we didn't see any activity. There was no calling Eve and Adam to be accountable for their actions until the headship, till the covering. Adam did also eat. We're talking about accountability. We're talking about order. We're talking about principle. We're talking about the examples that are laid right out and set before us that continue, right? Here's how we all get into trouble. When we consume the fruit of disobedience. And so when Adam ate the fruit from the tree where he had been given instruction that this particular tree contained knowledge of good and evil. But he already knew what was good to do. And he was doing what was good, so long as he obeyed the instructions that were given him. He was in what we call a paradise, in the Garden of Eden. But it was at that moment that he followed the example of one who had reason within themselves to do opposite instruction. Instead of being obedient, how about we try disobedient and see what this fruit here tastes like? Let's see how this fruit serves or benefits us. So, obviously, we know the story going to the root awakening. That is considered the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So, be careful as you are living today. Be careful that you live it just right. And what I mean by living it just right, I looked at the definition of one of the examples of the word just, and we're talking about just as in exactly or precisely. And right, the root word for righteous or righteousness. Also, right could be precise or correct. Be careful that today you live just right. An absolute correction through obedience. You can get it just right today by being obedient to the Spirit of the Most High. You can avoid a fall. You can avoid a setback if you would just right. Just right that situation today. Your remedy is to just right your current situation. Regardless of what it is, if you're going to consider, if you're going to reason and rationalize that moment that you're in today, consider the Spirit of the Most High and be obedient to His lawful orders and instructions, His kingdom law, right? Some people call it universal law. Some call it Torah law, kingdom Torah. Understand that a divine, supreme, sovereign Elohim has set laws in order to govern all things living, breathing, moving, flying, creeping, swimming, all things that being said, to be lawful within the kingdom is to be orderly, is to be righteous, is to be obedient, is to have life. Bring life to your situation, bring life to that moment. Renew, redeem, restore, revive, revitalize, right? Remember who you are in the kingdom. Remember that you are here as representation to those who have lost their way. The moments in which distractions come to cause you to lose your way, I want you to remember. I want you to remember that you've been called and you've been chosen, that you are a son, right? You are just right. Precisely. I gotta go. I love you. Thank you for listening to this brief word, this episode of Situation Remedy. I've been your host, Pastor Royce King.